Representative Ralph Norman on Democrats blocking small business relief, the blood's on their hands. By Robert Krajicek on April 13, 2020. The blood's on their hands, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Referring to Democrats blocking financial relief for small businesses hurt by the coronavirus outbreak. Polak asked about Senate Democrats blocking Republican legislative proposals to add $250 billion to the government's small business loan program targeting companies harmed by the coronavirus pandemic. We had an attempt by Republicans in the Senate to pass a $250 billion extension to the Small Business Loans Clean Bill, said Polak. I think it was 25 lines of text, 2 pages, and Democrats blocked it. Do you think there's any chance that we're going to see that relief pass through because the Paycheck Protection Program appears to be working? Or at least it's very popular, and they've discovered there's a huge demand for it. Norman replied, "This is just a life raft that's thrown to businesses, this shutdown is paralyzing the country. We've got to get back open, but this is just a lifeline that will tide us over." For the Democrats, they tried to put Christmas tree ornaments on it the first time. Everybody's aware of what went through. The $25 million for the Kennedy Center. The $75 million for the National Arts. And on, and they try to get so many other things for labor unions and for people that support them. Norman continued, "This is about the coronavirus. This is about saving lives, and the fact that Democrats are even attempting this is shameful. What our Republican caucus is going to do is highlight and have that discussion of what Democrats are trying to do. Democrats are pushing for the inclusion of electoral changes within ostensibly coronavirus-related legislation," noted Norman. He highlighted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA call for at least $2 billion to fund voting by mail. If the dollars are not affecting the coronavirus and getting over that, Democrats shouldn't get it, Norman remarked, and the blood's on their hands. You tell that waitress who does not have a paycheck, who can't feed her a family because her restaurant is shut down. You tell that plumber who's not able to practice his trade and tell him just because you want to add other things that benefit you. It's a shame, and it's a disgrace. Listen. Democrats' desired changes to voting in elections is all about defeating Donald Trump, determined Norman. Polak recalled Pelosi's efforts to mandate nationwide ballot harvesting and same-day voter registration within legislation marketed as responsive economic stimulus towards the coronavirus impact. Norman added, "The basis of it is they just hate Donald Trump. He's been successful. We had a roar of economy before the pandemic hit, and the basis of it is to try to get him out of office. It's all about power, and it's all about defeating Donald Trump," Norman said of broad Democrat opposition to voter ID laws. He concluded, "It's almost as if they're betting against the health of the country. And I hate to see it, but it's up to Republicans to fight it." Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.